morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I forgot to turn the projector on earlier, so it's got to warm up here. So I just want to thank everybody for giving me the opportunity to speak again today. I think you guys have got to hear me quite a bit over the last year or so, so I'm glad that I've had this opportunity. It really helps me out. It helps me study. It helps me learn, you know, and normally all the stuff that I put together is for my sake and as well as everybody else's, so I get to learn a lot. So, and also, this is a little bit different than what me and Abe normally do. Normally, Abe goes first and I go second. This is the first time that I've went first. So now Abe's probably rewriting his lesson in his head as he goes, because I know that's what I was doing. Every time Abe got up here, I was like, oh no, we're going to be touching on the same stuff. But, you know, that's what happens. Most of you know that we just come up with a topic, and we both kind of build off of it for the first and second lesson. So I kind of just gave Abe an idea of what I was going to do. And, of course, when I sit down, that idea always turns into multiple things. So at least today we're going to be talking about hearing. And not only hearing, but listening. And I thought that was a great song we're going to be singing here in just a little while after the lesson. It's I'll Be Listening. So that would go perfect with the lesson today. So we're going to start with that. So we're going to talk about hearing today. And, you know, hearing's one of those senses that I probably love the most because I love music. So hearing is it's an art and it's a skill, as we'll learn here in a little bit. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about hearing this morning, where how we actually hear and the function of hearing. So I've kind of got a picture of the breakdown of like our ear and our eardrum, and here's our cochlea, or it's cochlei, or depending on how you pronounce it, and that's normally what's replaced with, like, you hear about implants being put in, but that's really what helps the vibrations and the senses that you hear, like my voice. That's actually what breaks it down and is actually what sends the signal to the brain. So, you know, we are talking about the difference between just hearing these noise vibrations and actually making sense of that. So we have the difference between hearing versus listening. So this is kind of the definition that I found about people explaining the definition between hearing and listening. So it says, hearing is simply the act of perceiving sound by the ear. Listening, however, is something you consciously choose to do. Listening requires concentration so that the brain processes meaning for words and sentences. Listening leads to learning. So that's what helps us build. You've probably heard the term, you know, in one ear and out the other. So that's just hearing. You know, are you actually hearing, or actually really relaying what you're listening to? And it's actually quite impressive about us as humans, how we can actually hear words and phrases and sentences and actually make sense out of them. Because today I'm talking fairly fast, but not extremely fast, because if you really talk fast, you can almost talk about 168 words a minute. Even though you hear 168 words a minute, you can still make sense of what I'm saying. Yeah, because you can still understand. That's about 168 words a minute. I clocked myself saying that sentence at a speech I did for Toastmasters about how you can actually understand things that fast. Now, if English wasn't the native language, you might not be able to get it that fast. I remember me and Jenna just got to go down to Bonaire, which is an island off of Venezuela down in South America. And English, of course, is not the native language, but the preacher was from Toledo. And he would speak a pompamento to everybody. Then he would turn to us and say the same phrase in English. It would take him about a minute or two in pompamento, but like 30 seconds in English. You know, so they would all look at us and be like, wow, that's a fast language. And he's like, ah, they're from Ohio, they can understand it. Because the further you go down south, the slower things are. Sentences get drawn out a little more. So, but that's the difference between hearing and listening. So even Jesus approached this same idea with hearing and listening. So I don't know how small that's coming out, but Jesus addressed the issues with hearing and listening. And I'm going to use Matthew 13 through 15 to kind of get this idea of hearing and listening. It says, therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear. So that's interesting. Nor do they understand, and in them the prophecy of Isaiah fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand. Okay, so he's there, he's talking to them, he's trying to get them to understand the things that he's talking about. So he's talking about hearing and understanding, and seeing you will not perceive. For the hearts of the people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing. Were they actually hard of hearing, or were they just having issues with what was being discussed? And their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts in turn, so that I should heal them. So, Jesus kind of addresses that, and also the prophet Isaiah did as well, talking about hearing these things and understanding them. So, to kind of go along with that, I like thought questions. And about, you know, do we really understand what people are telling us? Do we turn that part of our brain on to where we're listening and not just hearing what is said? One of the questions that I've always liked was, when was the War of 1812? You know, did you just hear these things, or did you actually click in your mind and be like, okay, well, the War of 1812 was in 1812. So, to go along with that, there's some other ones that I've heard that made people think, after you hear it, you know, are you actually really paying attention? So, a farmer had 15 sheep, all but 8 died, how many were left? Well, it was 8, because all but 8 died. Okay? Is it legal for a man to marry a widow's sister? Is it legal for a man to marry his widow's sister? Well, no, because he's dead. Right? Because that would be his widow's sister. So, there's a one-story house where everything inside and outside was purple, so what color were the stairs? They were no color because it was a one-story house. See, that was actually in the first part of the sentence. And I kind of put this in here to remind me of I listen to a radio station where every morning they do this what line are you on game. So a caller calls in, and the DJ says, caller on line 4, what line are you on? And they'll be like, 9. You know, it'll go on forever. It'll go on for 15 minutes, and they'll just crack up. Be like, caller, you're on line 4. What caller are you? 10. It'll just keep going. They're not turning on that listening skill. You know, they're just hearing the person, and they're just guessing because they know that's how the game goes, but they're not hearing that he's saying that as soon as they pick up the phone. So, to go along with just hearing, I thought of a couple instances here in the Bible where we talk about just hearing things but not actually listening. So, one of the ones that we've talked about a lot because we've been studying authority in the upstairs class was violating the Sabbath. And we got that from Numbers 15 and 32. We're actually going to read 32 through 36 this morning. And it says, Now the children of Israel were in the wilderness, and they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. And those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron and to all of the congregation. They put him under guard because it had not been explained what should be done to him. And the Lord said to Moses, the man must surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp. So the Lord commanded Moses, all of the congregation brought him out of the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died. That's kind of a drastic thing that happened, but they were told not to do this on the Sabbath. You know, they had instructions. They knew. They heard these things, but did they listen? Did they say, okay, I'm not supposed to do this on the Sabbath, so I'm not going to do it? Or did they just hear not to do these things? So, to kind of go along with just hearing, you know, what we've been told to do, I think of the Ark of the Covenant. And we think of Uzzah here in 2 Samuel 6 and 6, where it says, and when they came to the Kohen threshing floor, Uzzah put his hand on the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and the ark, and God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the ark of God. So, you might ask, well, what does that have to do with hearing? Well, earlier they were told in Exodus 25:12-14 exactly how they should do this. Where it says, you shall cast 4 rings of gold and shall be put on the 2 feet, 2 rings, one on one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side of it. You shall make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. And you shall put the poles into the rings on the side of the ark to carry the ark by them. So they were given instructions from God on exactly how to do this. So did they listen to these instructions that were given to them? Or did they just put it on a cart and just try to will the Ark of the Covenant, even though they were told that these instructions were given to them on what they should do? So that's one of the things that I think about hearing. They were told to do exactly this, but they didn't. And there's been severe consequences each time. So to go along with only hearing, we also think of King Agrippa. Or I know that I do. Because here in Acts 26, 24 through 29, we're probably all familiar with this story, but I'll read here in Acts 26, 24 through 29, and it says, "Now as thus made his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, 'Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning is driving you mad.' But he said, 'I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak the words of truth and reason. For the king before whom I am speaking freely knows these things. For I am convinced that none of these things escapes his attention, since this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe in the prophets? I know that you believe.' Then King Agrippa said to Paul, 'You almost persuade me to become a Christian.'" And that's where I kind of just wanted to think about this real quick, about only hearing. So we know that Festus and King Agrippa, they both heard all of Paul's pleas here. And they kept coming back to him. And this is a great thing to go back and read at. I think it actually starts in like Acts 25. If you read Acts 25 through Acts 26, both of those chapters, it really builds on this idea. And it's amazing to hear. They heard all of these things that Paul was saying, and they almost got to that point where they believed. And even Paul says here, "I say to you, God, that not only you, but also all who hear me today," so everybody that he's talking to in this chamber, "might become both almost and together such as I am," so like as a Christian, "except for these chains." So as a Christian, but not bound up and on trial. You know, and I was thinking of that he's talking to all these people saying, you know, do you hear me? Do you hear what I'm talking about? Does it make sense of, you know, that Jesus came and died for our sins? You know, and he's making this plea. You know, are they actually hearing him? Was Festus listening to him? Or was he just hearing what he had to say? Because he seemed to be very close there. So, now let's get into listening. So we talked about, you know, people that just maybe just heard, you know, and didn't make application. So let's talk about some people that actually made some application here. So a person that I think of, you know, I work in computers, so I always have this mind that whenever I think of something, I always go like to Genesis and then I work my way back. So when I first was like, okay, well, listening, I was thinking of Noah and the Ark. When I think of Genesis 6, 14 through 22, where he's given the specs of how to build the ark. So he's given very specific instructions here. And it says, "Make yourself an ark of gopher wood." So we have the type of wood. "Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window in the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit above, and set the door of the ark in its side. And you shall make it with lower, second, and third decks." So he's given exact specifications on how to build this ark. Even down to the size, you know, the doors, how many floors it has. You know, everything is given in these exact increments. And actually, this is how they still build ships today. They still use this mathematics here on how, you know, the 50 cubits and the 300 cubits to actually build boats. So, we also look at the directions that he was given. So, it says here, starting in verse 18, "But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you and your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark, to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the birds after their kind, of animals after their kind, and every creeping thing on the earth after its kind, two of every kind will come to you and keep them alive. And you shall take for yourself of all food that is eaten, you shall gather it to yourself, and it shall be food for you and for them. So he's given all these specifics about the ark, how to build it, and how he should actually carry out what God asked him to do. So, did Noah just listen to what God commanded him? Did he just hear it? Did he actually do anything? Well, I left verse 22 off. So, verse 22 says, "Thus Noah did according to all that God had commanded him, so he did." So he did everything that was commanded of him. Not only did he hear all these instructions about the specifications of the ark to how he should perform his actions, he did everything exactly to how God commanded of him. And then that's kind of how I would define listening. Not only was he given all these instructions, he carried them out exactly how God had commanded him. So, to kind of go along with listening, I also think of Isaiah. And in Isaiah 6, 8 through 9, I just have these two verses here. This is a part of a very larger story. But I just kind of have these verses here. It says, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" So we have all these people crying out and God saying here, "Whom shall I send?" And Isaiah is thinking, okay, you know, all these things have happened. You know, God's needing to send somebody. Is he just hearing him? But what does he say? He says, "Here am I, send me." You know, he's made that application. He's made that decision. You know, he was cognitively thinking about what he needed to do. And he said, "Go and tell the people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not." So he was basically telling to go out and teach and to do. Isaiah knew that somebody had to stand up and do this. He knew that from hearing and listening to everybody. Then he actioned on that hearing. So, with those things of what we should hear and how we should perceive things, I was thinking of things we shouldn't hear or shouldn't listen to. And I've got quite a few verses here that are directly to us about things we shouldn't hear. And most of these, not all of these, align up with false prophets. And I'd like just to kind of take a little bit, and we're just going to read just a few verses here to kind of take a look at these false prophets. Because I was thinking back in this time frame, you know, they couldn't turn on the TV, you know, to watch anything. They had to hear and to listen to other people, you know, talk with other people. So false prophets probably was a big issue that they had. So, I don't know, these may be a little small, but here in Matthew 7, verse 15, it says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." So, we know that we shouldn't listen to these people that are not preaching and teaching according to God's will. Also here in Matthew 24:11, it says, "Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many." Well, how are they going to deceive many? You're going to have to hear them and listen to what they're saying in order to be deceived. Also, Matthew 24:24, it says, "For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, but if possible, even the elect." So he's talking about even the elect may be deceived by these people. So we're talking about all of these false prophets rising up and teaching these false things. And also Mark 13:22, it says, "For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect." That's just a parallel verse. Also Luke 6:26, it says, "Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." So, you know, these false prophets are a pretty big problem on things that we shouldn't hear. And also 2 Peter 2:1, But there are also false prophets among you, even as there will be false teachers among you. You will secretly bring to destruction heresies and denying the Lord who brought them and bring on themselves swift destruction. So it's talking about false prophets and false teachers. Well, what do teachers do? You know, they speak, they preach. You know, if you hear wrong things or false things, you know, these are some things to stay away from. And also along with false teachers and false prophets, this is the last one I had along these lines, was 1 John 4:1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whenever they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. So, false prophets are a big thing when we're talking about listening and hearing the Word, that we actually need to go and test these. You know, go and read the Bible, go look it up and study about these things so we're not led along the wrong path. So, kind of going along with authority, I have us listening to authority, listening to the instructions. So, here in Matthew 28:18-20, I kind of have a few verses that we can kind of take to kind of go along with each other, kind of like how we did with Noah and the Ark. We're going to kind of take a look here at the apostles. So, Matthew 28:18-20, it says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded to you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. Amen." So that's the end of Matthew there. So we know that they've all been given this instruction. They've all heard this from Jesus. So basically, now they have to carry out these instructions. So not only do we hear things, but we have to listen and actually make action on them. So carrying out these instructions that they were just given, I have a couple verses that prove the apostles actually carried out these instructions. So we have Acts 5:42, and it says, "And daily in the temple and in every house they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus the Christ." So we know that they heard these things that Jesus wanted them to do. Sometimes we consider that the Great Commission, and that they needed to go out to the Word and teach all this stuff. So not only did they hear and listen, but now they've implemented what they've heard and listened. And actually here in Acts 10:42, it says, "And he commanded us to preach the gospel and to testify that he is who was ordained by God to the judge of the living and the dead." So they were commanded to go preach, and then they're telling everybody, "Hey, this is what we heard. This is what he told us to do. You know, now it's our turn to go out and carry out these instructions." And also, carrying out with the instructions, we have Acts 2:36-38, because there were several parts that Jesus gave that about going out and preaching. So we're also going to take a look at the baptism part, because that was part of the instructions that they had to listen to. So it says, "Therefore, let all of the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now when they had heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive a gift of the Holy Spirit." So they heard what they needed to do. Not only did the apostles hear what they needed to do to go out and teach others, but now all these people have heard what they needed to do. And we're actually going to come back and visit this passage just here in a little bit, just to wrap things up here in a little bit. So, listening today. As many of you know, that I teach classes. I teach college classes, and listening, and it doesn't seem to matter what age somebody is, that there seems to be this thing with attention spans. So listening, I think, has a lot to do with our attention that we can give. So I just kind of have some averages that I pulled off the internet about attention spans. And it says 10 years ago, attention spans were on the average of 12 minutes. That was 10 years ago, What do you guys think it is today? So the average today is almost 5 minutes. Almost 5 minutes. They said that, you know, sometimes on the high side it's 5 minutes. So you can see our attention span is so much different than it was just 10 years ago. And along with this loss of attention span, it says 25% of people forget the names or details of close friends and relatives because they're not listening, they're not hearing. You know, when they're talking with friends and family, their attention span seems to be cut down so much that people aren't even sitting down and talking and, you know, almost conversing with people and actually relaying that aspect. And in the UK, it was calculated that there was a 1.6 billion, that's in British pounds, so that's probably about $2 billion in dollars, of damages caused by the lack of proper listening. So it's just talking about communication skills, talking about loss of time, productivity, everything else. You know, are we actually listening and carrying out these things? There's a loss. There's a lack of proper listening. So, to go along with that, some scientists say someone with a short attention span may have difficult learning materials because they cannot concentrate for a long period of time to retain the information. So that's true today. And we chose whether to listen. Most of the time, we are completely unaware that we're making that choice. Learning that we have a choice to listen or not to listen is a very powerful insight. So we have to make that choice, whether we're just hearing it and it's just bouncing off of us, or actually listening to it and making application. So that's a big thing today. Like, are we actually listening and making a decision off of what we're hearing? So let's look at Ephesians 5 and 19. I was thinking about this when I was reading over those facts, about if we're actually listening and actually gathering things from one another. So here in Ephesians 5:19, it says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. So I was looking at this and I was thinking, you know, if I'm not listening, if I'm not paying attention when we're singing, you know, is anybody actually speaking to me in hymns and spiritual songs? Am I actually paying attention? Are the words, you know, really touching me the way that they should? You know, and am I consciously, you know, thinking about the words that we're singing, and are they actually making application to me? So in James 5 and 16, it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And this verse kind of got me too when I was thinking about, it says 25% of everybody can't even remember the names and, you know, events that it's happened to friends and relatives. And I was thinking of that, and I'm so glad that Mark put together that thing today, because, you know, do I remember when I go home when people have asked me to pray for them or if they need prayers? You know, am I actually making that conscious decision to, you know, put that in my memory that I can go and pray for one another? And, you know, am I listening to my other brothers and sisters, or am I just hearing them? Or am I actually doing something with the knowledge that they're giving me? So I was thinking of the effects of listening. So we have here in Acts 2, 36 through 38, as we're wrapping up the lesson here this morning. So it says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. So these people are hearing this, that here in Acts 2:36, this is the day of Pentecost. It says, now they had heard this, they were cut to their heart, and it said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? So they heard these things, and they made that conscious decision to accept what was said to them. They knew they needed to do something based off of hearing these things. And it says, then Peter said to them, repent, let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So they knew what they needed to do. They made that decision. And I actually have verse 41 in here as well. It says, then those gladly received his word were baptized, and the day about 3,000 souls were added to them. They made that decision. They heard what they needed to do. We've talked about baptism quite a bit this morning. We talked about, you know, actually hearing and making a decision about these things that are being discussed. So, you know, what do we hear when we read these verses? I have two verses here as we're going to close the lesson. So we're going to read over these last two verses. So are we just hearing these verses, or are we actually listening to these verses? So I'm going to start here in Philippians. So we're going to take a look at Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And this one, to me, I've always tried to read over and make application. You know, am I actually just listening to this? Am I actually hearing what this has to say? And it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So when I hear this, am I anxious about things? You know, do I turn everything over to God? Do I actually hear this verse, or am I actually listening to what it's saying? And then to wrap it up this morning, we'll take a look at Mark 16, 15 through 16. "And he said to them, 'Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.'" So, are we just hearing these verses? Do we just hear what this last verse we have up here has to say? Are we actually listening to these things? So if you're actually listening to these things, you'll know what you need to do, and you'll have an opportunity as we stand and sing.